Bo Peep. I'm sure you can tell. Maybe you can't tell. Because I don't really use my normal voice a whole lot on here. But I am sick. With some kind of illness. All I know is it's not COVID because I tested, to be sure. I had COVID back in January. So I did an at-home test. This isn't important. Anyway, I don't have COVID. It's just something that's going around. I work with a lot of women who have children, and they bring that illness back to their parents, who bring it home to me at work. Anyway, we're here for the Q&A for this month, the Ask Me Anything, whatever you want to call it. I'm recording this really late because I really didn't feel well last night. I wanted to record this yesterday so I could post it this morning. That clearly didn't happen. So we didn't really get a lot of questions for this first one. That's not a huge surprise. It's not like I'm super duper famous or have a huge following or anything, obviously, because I've been doing this like 2 months. So I figured I could answer those and then maybe just kind of talk about maybe why I joined GWA, how I like got here, that kind of thing. Obviously, you guys know that I ramble a lot, so this was never going to be a short audio in general. sorry. I'll try to keep that to a minimum. Sorry, no sexy posts today, but I just really don't feel good, so I'm gonna eat my Chinese food and probably go to bed. Fingers crossed we'll have something for Monday. If not, I'll just have to do another repost, I guess. So first question is favorite vacation destination from Sam of the Endless. My favorite vacation destination. I don't know. I have like dream vacations that I would like to take, which I would love to travel to Ireland and to South Korea. I think that would just be so cool to do. Both of those locations are obviously very different, but I want to travel a lot in general. As far as vacations that I have like been on and places I've been to, I like grew up, I'm originally from Florida. I don't live there anymore, but I grew up near Disney. So this is not the point you think I'm trying to make. But so I grew up in a very touristy area, so I feel like I've never really been to like a vacation-y spot. The Grand Canyon, I went to the Grand Canyon over Thanksgiving break when I was a freshman in high school. That was really, really fun. There was snow on the ground. It was really pretty. I would love to go in like the springtime again. I think that would be really cool to do like a road trip over there in like the springtime. Not that there really is a spring anymore, which really sucks. Let's see. I would also love to go just to the West Coast of the United States. I've traveled a lot because my dad used to work on the road when I was young, but I've never been like that far west. So I would love to go to like California or like Oregon or Washington or all three. I think that would be a lot of fun. I really like road trips. I just took a road trip from where I live now to Michigan. That's where I was on my vacation. And that was a lot of fun. Other than the snowstorm that we hit going out of town, that really sucked. And it was really scary because it was like 3 a.m. and it was just coming down. So that added like an hour to the trip, but we still made pretty good time. So, too long, didn't listen. I would like to go to South Korea, the west coast of the US, and Ireland. Favorite vacation was a trip to the Grand Canyon. Sorry. Okay, next question and last question is from Summerlight Audio, and it says in regards to food, salty or sweet. I am a really probably probably salty. I really like savory food. My favorite food is popcorn, so that itself really lends to salty, but also to sweet, like kettle corn, chocolate covered popcorn, stuff like that. But I also really love like barbecue, particularly like pulled like pork or chicken. Could eat so much of that stuff. It's so good. But then barbecue also is like my thing is why not both? Like obviously you wouldn't want something overly like if it's meant to be savory, you wouldn't want it to be overly sweet or like with sweets that have like salt as an additive, like flavor, like salted caramel or salted chocolate, like that kind of thing. You wouldn't want too much. But I just think the balance of finding something that is like balanced, salty, sweet, savory, sweet, whatever, is really good. I really like food. I think that it's so interesting, like all the different things you can do with even the same singular type of food. So, like, I used to. The thought, I lost my thought. The point being, I like cooking and I like food and I like mixing tastes and flavors and things like that. So, again, salty or sweet? Probably salty, but I really like both. I actually have a really big sweet tooth. I like baking a lot. I really, really like to make like variations of like cinnamon rolls where like you take like that basic format of like a rolled pastry and like put different fillings. Like I made strawberry cream rolls last spring, I think it was. Those were really good. It was like raspberry and strawberry jam with different with some kind of like cream cheese filling, probably like whipped cream and cream cheese, something like that. They were really good. I made pumpkin cinnamon rolls. I made lemon rolls with like a lemon cream cheese filling. They were so good. I like making macarons. Macarons are the little French sandwiches, not the chewy coconut macaroons. They are two different cookies. I really like baking cookies. I am a big fan of making cake mix cookies. I think those are really fun and are a good, easy way to make different flavored cookies. Sorry, welcome to Bo Peep's Baking Corner. Anyway, so I like food. I like talking about food. So let's see. But so I said I would talk about like how I got into GWA and how I decided to like do it and start doing it. So I've been a big fan of like audio porn, like audio erotica as a medium for probably like 6 years. I didn't know about GWA until like the last 2 years. So before that was just me like silently hounding one person's. Well, I guess that's not necessarily true because I got some time on Literotica as well. But for the most part, it was just like me stalking this one person's Soundgasm that I like found through Tumblr or something like that. And I would like go and come back to that one page, not knowing that it was like just like dipping my toe in to like the possibilities. So. And then I'm trying to remember how I found out. I think I found out about GWA through TikTok, genuinely, because quite a few people blew up on TikTok. I do not remember any of their names, and I don't really care to. But that led me to discovering GWA. So that was probably right around 2 years ago. And then after that, in like the last couple of months, I like. What's the best? How do I describe this situation? So I matched with a guy on Tinder last summer. No, this was in November. And because I remember we talked about Thanksgiving. And we like ended up talking about GWA. And he was like, "You like definitely have the vibe. Like you should do it. You seem like so sensual." And I was like, "You have no idea what I sound like, but thanks for thinking that based on what I look like, I could do it, I guess." And then I like, through other Tinder matches and like other sexual encounters, I guess. I've always been told that I make very nice little noises and that my dirty talk was really good. But I think part of that comes from I've been a content creator in like fandom spaces, like more than half my life since I was like 11, and then like getting into like spicy content creation after getting out of high school. And so that's been a good 8 years, 7 or 8 years that I like have created like I wrote smut and like have, wrote. Not like porn, basically. So I like have all of this like jumbled up dirty talk in my brain. And so I used to get that out through writing. I still do get it out through writing, but now I can get it out through audio porn, audio erotica, whatever you would like to call it. So that is how I got here. Oh, going back to that Tinder match, we talked about GWA, and he specifically was like very interested in like, 'cause so he is a creator on this app. I do not on this app, on this subreddit, I guess. I don't know anything about Reddit. That will become increasingly clear the longer I am here, I think. But so he was like a creator on here, and so he like linked me to his stuff. And then I could not tell you what his username is to this day, and I wouldn't. I think that would be kind of weird. But, he's still out there doing his thing right now, I think. Haven't talked to him since November, which is fine. It's not like it would have gone anywhere anyway. So yeah, that is how. But so as far as me actually starting, it was back in January, right after I had COVID, and I was like, yeah, I can fucking do this. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And so now here we are. It's April, and I've been here doing this about 2-ish months now, according to my little cake counter, day counter on my profile. So here we are. I'm wondering if maybe next time, like when I put up the post, if A, I should put up the post for questions sooner, maybe, and then I'll get more. And B, putting up yet another like Google form so maybe people can do like lurkers and people who don't want to like comment on stuff could still submit questions. And then I could also post that to my Twitter. Which, if you want to follow, is at BoPeepVA. So, some things to think about. We'll see. I'll talk to people about it, and go from there. So, happy Friday. I hope everyone has a good weekend. I'm going to go eat my dinner, and then I probably won't go to sleep right after, but I will probably like hang out in bed and just kind of chill. Maybe have some tea, something like that. So, take some cold meds. So, I hope you all have a good night and a good weekend. And I hope you liked listening to me ramble for about going on 15 minutes. I know it's not sexy rambling, so I know it's not as fun, but I hope you enjoy it anyway. Goodbye!